For many of us, COVID-19 has drastically changed the way work looks and feels. A new survey from MRA, the management company, says about 90% of employers are offering remote work to at least some of their employees. That's up from 33% last year. And if you do have to head into the office or the store, we've got new protocols to follow. Cleaning, dealing with shared spaces, how many people can be in one area at one time. So as the virus runs its course and vaccination begins, 2021 could be another big year for change in the workplace. We're talking about it now, and we want to know how you feel about work in the new year. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. Are you looking forward to returning to an office, or do you hope to keep working from home? Maybe you haven't been able to work from home. How has work changed for you, and do you see that staying the same well into 2021? You can give us a call now at 800-642-1234, or you can also tweet us at Central Time WPR. Jim Morgan is the Vice President of Business Development and Workforce Strategies with MRA, the Management Association. They're a nonprofit employer association based in Waukesha that serves more than 4,000 employers in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Keely.
We are rapidly approaching the end of 2020. How would you say employers are generally sitting today, considering everything that COVID-19 has thrown at them?
Well, I'd say by now, I think everyone has at least figured out how to cope with it. They've put their strategies in place and they've got the policies that they need. And now it's a hope game, I think, at this point, with the vaccine coming, with people, for the most part, understanding distancing and masks, that people have begun to understand what this takes. And now I'm just hoping to get out of it.
Yeah. How many employers do you think had plans for something so significant and unexpected, like a prolonged pandemic?
Not too many. We had a lot of companies that had disaster recovery plans around tornadoes or weather events or computers going down. But when you ask them about having a pandemic plan, in the audiences that I've spoken before and had a chance to talk to, it's usually, you know, maybe 5 to 10% of the people actually had a plan in place for something like this.
Are employers coming up with a plan then for the future, or are we still really in crisis mode?
No, I think we're out of crisis mode. I think one of the things that companies have done is they've been basically building the plane as they were flying it for the last 9 months, is keeping track of all of the steps that they took so that when this is over, they, in essence, have a real life pandemic plan because they've been through it now. They kept good notes. They looked at the policies that they had to change. And now we'll have something in place that, you know, heaven forbid, if this happens again, they'll be ready to go.
We're talking about what work looks like now and what it will look like into 2021. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. We've got Jeff and Superior on the line. Hey, Jeff.
Well, thank you. I wanted to communicate that in the electrical industry, it's an essential industry. So I've been working every day just like normal, full time. And this industry is hiring. There are jobs. We're looking for building trades, carpenters, plumbers, electricians. There are jobs in Wisconsin. I cover all of northern Wisconsin doing wholesale electrical distribution. And, you know, it's been a good year for our business in the sense that, you know, we've had storms and you got to fix up things after storms. But the electrical industry has a very promising future. It's a good industry to invest in.
Jeff, thanks so much for giving us a little bit of perspective into your industry. And Jim, I mean, Jeff's right. There are a lot of people who are part of essential industries. They cannot work from home. And that wouldn't help us if we did have someone like an electrician work from home. Are some businesses benefiting from the pandemic?
Yeah, there have been businesses that have grown and prospered quite well during this time. And, you know, for every industry that really took its lumps, like the hospitality industry, there are other industries that, you know, saw a need for their product. Maybe they made a cleaning supply, or they were in the manufacturing business and made ventilators or converted to making ventilators. This wasn't a lose situation for every employer. It was tough on all of us as individuals, but there are certainly companies that did very well during 2020. And some of them may be some of the companies that see a slowdown in 2021, while others will see normalcy return and their business will begin to grow. So there's no one size fits all in this. It's really hit different companies in different ways. And we are hiring in Wisconsin, and we've got a demographic problem here where we don't have enough bodies for all the jobs. So as we come out of this, we're going to be right back where we were again with a workforce shortage that we had going into the pandemic.
You say Wisconsin is hiring, and yet is it difficult for employers to hire and train new workers under these circumstances?
It's difficult, but the number of companies, there are some interesting stories now where companies they're finding the people online, they're interviewing the people online, they're onboarding them online, and the people are starting their job. And folks that may have been hired 9 months ago still haven't actually physically met the people that they're working with other than virtually. So it was one of hundreds of adaptations that people had to make that said, we still need people and we have to bring them on. So we're going to have to figure out a different way to do it. And they've learned some things from that as well. A lot of people have truly streamlined their hiring process because of the way they've had to do it now.
Right now, we're talking about what work may look like in 2021 with Jim Morgan. He's the Vice President of Business Development and Workforce Strategies with MRA, the Management Association. They're a nonprofit employer association based in Waukesha. And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Let us know how you're feeling about working from home or returning to the office or working in an essential service. What questions do you have about how work may go in the new year? 800-642-1234 or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Jim, I do want to talk about remote work. MRA's survey said that 17% of remote workers expect to be working from home through the middle of next year. What do you expect that transition back to the office will look like?
I think that's going to be one of the more difficult parts of all of this. Going through it has been very hard. But bringing people back, I think, is going to be difficult as well. Some folks are chomping at the bit to get back. A lot of us are extroverts and want to be around people and want to be back at the workplace. But there are other people who have found themselves to be very productive at home. And quite frankly, it simplifies their life a little bit while they're being productive. So companies now are going to, as they bring people back, if they had a culture of engagement at their office, of collaboration, cooperation, departments working together, you know, they built that type of family environment, I think people will be really excited to get back to it. If that didn't exist at the beginning, and now someone has worked from home and found themselves to be, you know, as I said, very productive, and they like the way that the work is going, I think then it's going to be an interesting conversation for employers and employees to say, all right, you know, we want to keep these people, they're talented. But we have a feeling that we need people together on occasion. And I think there's going to be some interesting conversations around that as we try to bring people back to the office again. And on the flip side, some companies have decided we're going to stay remote. We're going to have a lot of people be remote. It reduces their footprint in terms of office space. They found that people work better this way. Their employees are happier. So each situation is going to be a little bit different, I think, for every employer and every employee.
I saw this conversation early on in the pandemic where people were talking about how, you know, if your employer told you working remotely or working from home for some of the time during the week was just not okay or was impossible earlier, think about the fact that now you're working from home and what that means. I mean, has this pushed employers to a place where they're going to be either better able to or kind of forced to respond to more of the demands of employees who don't want to be in the office all the time?
Oh, I think it will for sure. We've got some demographics going on right now that we have more jobs than people in a lot of places. And so that means the employee is in a little bit better bargaining position perhaps than they were before. But there were also a lot of companies that had been looking at remote, thinking about going remote, weren't quite sure they had the technology for it, or were their leaders prepared to lead remotely? And all of a sudden, they had to do it overnight. And so they've now got at least a 9-month experiment where they have had people at home, they've seen how it functions, and they're in a much better or at least more educated position to decide, did this work for us or did it not? If we remained productive, if we could reduce office-based costs and people were still getting their job done, you know, maybe this is the route to go. And this was just a forced experiment, if you will. And now they've got a chance to look at the data that they've got for 9 months and make a decision on that.
Jim Morgan is the Vice President of Business Development and Workforce Strategies with MRA, the Management Association. We're talking about how the way we work has dramatically changed, especially as we end 2020 and as we look to the new year, trying to figure out what that might look like and answering your questions. We've got Sherry from Wausau ready to talk with us. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What's on your mind?
So I work with people who have disabilities, and I help them find jobs in the community. And it's a pretty large population of what I call the hidden workforce. So my question is, what kinds of efforts are being made to kind of reach out to them, especially in the 2021 job market, to kind of help them engage in work and fill those jobs that are open there?
Sherry, thank you for helping us understand your work and for calling with that question. Jim, what about people with disabilities? How are employers going to make sure they're included in the prospective job applicants?
That's a really good point by Sherry. And we have been encouraging our members and companies in our four-state area for years now as they're trying to fill that talent supply chain to look to people with disabilities as an opportunity to expand it. I think historically people had maybe hired a person or two with a disability. It was almost more of an altruistic effort than an actual productivity and company advancement effort. And as we learn more and more about different things, you know, people with disabilities also have great abilities and they're doing incredible things in different companies. And so we're trying to provide our member companies with examples of, here are organizations that have hired people with disabilities. This is how they've worked. These are the types of things that they can do, and really just help them understand it's just another employee in your facility. There may be additional support that's needed, but that support exists, and you've got an opportunity to tap into a whole nother talent pool as you're trying to find people to fill the jobs you've got. And so right now, I think you've got employers looking at a variety of different places that maybe they didn't look before. And opportunities like this, like people with disabilities, is one of the places that they're going.
There's, you know, another aspect to how work has changed. There's research that shows that people, including women, LGBTQ plus employees, and people of color are having the hardest time balancing work and home life and all of the demands there. How can employers better serve those folks?
That's another really good question as to how employers are going at this. Again, because you know we've got a talent shortage, it's really driving people to be innovative. And so I think where you just used to be, you put an ad in the paper and you took people in and you interviewed them and that's who you got. Those days are long over. And companies now are trying to target different groups and say, you know, what is it that we can offer for this group of people? Maybe it's stay-at-home moms or dads, or it's people of color that folks didn't approach before and say, how can we make our workplace a more welcoming place to make it, to be an employer of choice for different groups where they feel comfortable working? Because again, these are very talented people. They may have had bad experiences in other places for a whole host of reasons, but if I right now I'm trying to hire 100 people, I'm trying to make sure that I'm going everywhere I possibly can to find every individual that I can. And so now you've got companies that are maybe changing their shifts. They're looking for people in different places. They're using other employees to recruit for them because they've got to figure out different ways to find where the talent is. And regardless of whether you're a person of color, a person with a disability, maybe someone we didn't look at before, now we've got to be a little bit more aggressive. We've got to be a little bit more thoughtful in the way that we go about trying to hire people. So I think you're going to see, again, that innovation where maybe where companies had a blind eye on some things, they now are opening their eyes up. And those who have been doing this for quite some time are the ones that are successfully working their way through this more difficult time because they put that in place a long time ago.
Jim, how big of a game changer are vaccines?
I think it's huge. This is going to be a mind game. You know, all the way through this, we kept coming up with all these different strategies. But the reality is, until people feel comfortable, they know that their employer is doing things to keep them safe, they know what the cleaning is that's going on, the masks, the distancing, and now you add the vaccine to that, that will completely change the game. That I think people now, as they begin to feel comfortable with the vaccine, as the numbers of people who get it continue to grow, that's going to gradually begin to reduce some of the fear of even whether it's going to work or the grocery store or being in a crowd or just being with 10 other people. It's a mindset now that we've got to get everybody comfortable. We've got to see the numbers go down. And I think the vaccine will certainly help the numbers go down and people will begin to see normal lights at the end of the tunnel, hopefully very soon.
And we'll stop right there on that little blip of hope. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. And if anyone needs anything on the information I've shared, they can get it at mranet.org.
We'll make sure there's a link to that at WPR.org/Central Time, too. Jim, thanks again. Jim Morgan is the Vice President of Business Development and Workforce Strategies with the Waukesha-based MRA, the Management Association. Talk to him about how the pandemic is affecting work now and what it could look like next year.